Every content piece has to have a job. Before it can have a job, you need to understand who it is that you are trying to help. Now, as we mentioned in the profile section at the top, that can change, but your content needs to speak to whoever it is you're targeting at the moment.
Welcome to the Genius in You podcast, where I get to talk to ordinary moms doing extraordinary things in business and in life. I'm your host, Kelly Thompson, and if you're looking to serve more, sell more, and make an impact, this is where we do it.
I am fortunate enough to have the amazing Kristen Fields Chadwick, a podcast coach and owner of Kristen Fields Chadwick LLC, a podcast management company. Kristen manages and coaches powerhouse women all over the world by coming alongside them and helping them launch, edit, and grow their podcasts. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you, Kelly. It's so fun to be here.
So fun. Like, you and I have such a blast together. So this episode will be a little bit different than our normal format, and I'll tell you why. Kristen and I have collaborated on a few different occasions and had some really awesome, amazing conversations. And we were talking one day about like next steps in our business, me being the messaging visibility coach and her being the podcast expert. I had mentioned I want to do more things on my podcast. And she had mentioned that she wanted to, what did you want?
More visibility.
And you were like, hey, well, why don't we kind of help each other? And so I don't just kind of talk about collaboration, like I practice what I preach. So we started and I was kind of helping her with her social media. And she said, hey, this would make a great podcast episode. And so that's why we're here.
Yeah, because I want people to hear how you coach, because it's amazing. You gave me one tip last week and I've totally rearranged how I do.
Love that.
Yeah. So yes, I love it.
So cool. So I'm super excited. So what we're going to do is I'm going to be looking at her social media, like her Instagram account, her Instagram feed. And while we go through it, I'll also be sharing some like suggestions and some tips for you all, the listeners, and see how you can also increase your visibility. So with that, let's just go ahead and get started. So one of the things I want to mention right off the bat is one of the benefits of social media. I'm not a huge fan of social media, but really one of the benefits of social media is that for marketing your business, a huge part of marketing is really being found. And so social media provides that avenue for you to be found. But when you have content, when you have the right content out there. So right from the beginning, I was talking to Kristen, and one of the things I didn't share with you, and we'll just kind of go through this. The first thing I always look at when I'm talking to my clients about their social media feed, and this is, let me just qualify what I'm saying. Social media is one platform that you can use to get more visibility. It is not the only platform by far, but part of what I do is help clients show up in an aligned way with who they are and how they want to show up. And social media is one way to do that. So in doing that, there is, like I said, strategy and a way for you to show up and get more visible. So first things first, I always look at the picture. And Kristen's picture is just adorable. I love it.
Thank you.
I love your picture. You've got a cute little hat on. It's really super cute. And when I'm talking pictures, I always look at the background. Is it bright enough? Can you see the person? Because like you know and you've heard all your life, probably first impressions really matter. And so the first impression someone is going to see of you may be your profile. Yeah. And if they're looking at your profile picture and it's too dark or you can't really see it or you're standing far away from it and you're just standing, it's just difficult to see. So kudos to you for having an amazing picture. Bravo.
Thank you.
And also... shout out to your photographer. That's right.
That's a heartbeat.
Okay, cool. I love that. And you know, that's really an important thing, I think, that a lot of people kind of overlook and they don't kind of think about their picture. The other thing is your name. Again, you want to make sure that the people that are going to find you, that they're going to know who you are. I can't tell you how many times I've looked through people's profiles or whatever, and I'm like looking for their name forever. Have you ever had that experience where you see like a company name, but you don't really know who they are, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's stressful. You know, like it's really annoying. So make sure you have a name. So this is just real high level. Next part, we go to what it is that you do. And Kristen's amazing. Of course, she's got Podcast Coach to Female Entrepreneurs and Podcasters. She's a podcast host. She's a podcast manager for top performing podcasts. So all of the things, like the things that you do, should be immediately apparent, because if you were trying to get found for your business, you want to make sure people know exactly what you do. Does that make sense so far? You can stop me, Kristen, at any time if you have questions or if you're like, wait, can you back that up? Because I don't think they understood that.
Yeah, well, I know I was going to comment on that, where being really clear on who you serve and what you do. So I know I've had to tweak those, and you can tweak them anytime, right? So
yes,
I might actually add Christian female entrepreneurs in there as we're looking at this, because that is my ideal client. So, and I, like you, I have seen in profiles where I'm like, what do you do?
Right.
I'll be like, I'm a Jesus lover, mama of three.
Yes.
And you're like, but what do you do?
Exactly. But how can you help me is the question, right? Like, what exactly is it you do? And I think what you said was really impactful too, because just because you write it once doesn't mean that this is going to be etched in stone. Like, what you do will evolve over the course of your business as you get more and more clear on who it is that you serve and how you serve them. So you definitely want to consider, who is your person? Who is your target audience? And looking at Kristen's, she's a podcast coach for, who does she help? Female entrepreneurs, podcasters, top performing podcasts. She does all of those things. And it's readily apparent, like top of the fold. You know, if you think of like newspaper terms, they used to refer to it as top of the fold. Like before you open it up, you should be easily able to see whatever the lead story is, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to make sure you have that. And that's super important. And that is really good you have that. And then after that, you have your highlights. Now, highlights is something that's a bit controversial. Some people say that it really is more like a get to know you sort of thing. Other people say, and this is the camp that I fall in, it should really be more about your business and less about like your vacation adventures. That's fantastic for you to go on vacation and spend time with your family and all of the things. But as Shamara Cox, actually, she was one of the people that was on the summit that we last did. She, her and I were talking, and she said, if you're not selling your family, I shouldn't see a bunch of them on your social media, which I love. I love that. Shout out to Shamara. So being intentional about what it is that you're sharing, because every piece of content that you put out should have a job. Every single piece of content has a job, right? So it should not be like, hey, I'm just going to throw this out here, unless you are a huge account already and you are not really looking for a bunch of more clients, which I don't know anybody who is looking for clients. Right. So if you're looking for clients, you should not, every single piece of content you put out there should have a job. And before we get to the feed, the last thing I want to say about highlights is they should be intentional. You want to, again, paint the picture of how people can work with you and what it is that you do for them. So maybe like a behind the scenes of you doing something that helps your clients. If you have a podcast, maybe profiling your podcast, or if you had an event, maybe showing people what happened during the event, any maybe testimonials that you have, an about section where you just really share your story, who you are, how you help, all of those sorts of things. And it should not be where you have 15 million of them, because no one's going to read them. You know how we get overwhelmed as people, right? Like in general, when you think of how people naturally think, they get overwhelmed, right? They're like, oh, there's 25 of them. I'm not going to look at it. And you don't want them to miss the one that you really want them to see, which is how they can pay you.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. I'm
making sure about that. Yeah.
I'm furiously taking notes, because I know when I look at my highlights here, I've got everything from podcasting, coaching, encounters, podcast coaching, right. Favorite coaching, your heart, podcast. I mean, it is so disordered.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Like I'm not going to say mean things so you can say them. Like, it's so disorganized.
Just criticize myself.
Yes, exactly. So just being more intentional. Like, you should probably have an about, how to work with me, maybe. Any events, or if you want to have like showcase like your podcast episodes or something like that, but maybe like 5 would probably be your max. Okay. Again, if you're looking to have people actually see them and digest them, then less is kind of more. 4 or 5 and you're good. So now let's move on to your feed. Again, every content piece has to have a job. Before it can have a job, you need to understand who it is that you are trying to help. Now, as we mentioned in the profile section at the top, that can change, but your content needs to speak to whoever it is you're targeting at the moment. So, if, you know, the last 6 months you've been targeting, you know, female entrepreneurs, middle-aged, maybe executive level or something like that, and then you've decided that you want to start targeting someone else, that is totally and completely fine. You just have to be clear about that. And you can even have a post that says, hey, you know, refining my target market, I've found that women who are this new audience really resonate with what I'm trying to do better, or I can serve them more, or whatever it is. Like, you want to be as transparent as possible when it comes to those things, because you don't want to confuse your audience. But it's okay. But you just need to tell them what it is that you're doing. Okay. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Just checking in. Okay, perfect. So now let's get to the feed. Instagram in particular relies heavily on visuals, And there's been kind of some bouncing around back and forth between reels and lives and carousels and all of those sorts of things. Here's the one rule of thumb that I would always suggest. Make sure that your picture, you, who you are, is all over your feed. Because ultimately, people are going to remember you and what you look like before they remember any profound piece of content that you put out there. They'll remember, oh, she's the podcast host with the really cute hat, right? Yep. There'll be something that they remember about you, you sharing your personal story. They'll remember you. So make sure your face is everywhere. Like, if you look at my feed, people are going to be sick of seeing me, right? Like, I'm all over the place, and that's by design. So pictures of you connect people with you. Now, especially if you are a smaller account and you're just starting out. If you are a huge account, or even a relatively large account, it's not going to matter that much or as much, because you have a little bit more license. You have thousands upon thousands of followers, and people are going to just kind of see your content anyway, right? So it'll be like, okay, well, I can send out an email to these people now that I have them in my list, for example. And so it's not as important for me to use social media as a lever. Make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So who you help, first of all, is what you need to think about. Secondly, is what exactly is it that they want? That should be all over your feed in terms of content. You are speaking to your people and you're telling them, hey, if you're struggling with X, Y, and Z, I can help you. Hey, if your goal is to get X, Y, and Z, I can help you. Whatever it is, you are telling them at the top of the fold, without me scrolling, your first maybe 6 to 9 posts should tell me specifically who you are and how you are going to help me achieve the goal that I want, right? So okay. Speaking into their pain, like, what is their struggle? What are the people that you are trying to speak to? What are they struggling with? So for yours, Kristen, I would say, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, I want to start a podcast, but tech is overwhelming to me and I don't even know how to do it. So I should see some posts about how tech is overwhelming to you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's something like, well, I'd love to have a podcast, but I don't really feel like anyone's going to listen to me. Okay, so on your feed, you should be talking about, you have a voice, you have a message, whatever it is that you find for your people. What is their pain? What are they struggling with? And what's their aspiration? What would they want? So that should be kind of the beginnings of everything that starts on your feed.
How do I balance out, like, if you look at mine, I know that a lot of you are listening, so visually, I have 9 posts right now that are all different.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So there's pictures. There's one of my husband and I, and then an invitation to an event, and then a question. But then there's like a video in there. My question is, like, what's the latest on creating some sort of pattern or a consistent theme? Or do you recommend like video post carousel, video post carousel?
I think that's a fantastic question and so important because we are visual people, right? Like Instagram is a visual platform. So you want to see a platform, you want to see a feed that is visually attractive, visually appealing. And that looks differently for different people because they have different ideas of what's visually appealing. What I can tell you is one of the most important things about your feed is you want to make sure you have white space around your content. Give your eyes, and Sharon Marta, she's a graphic designer. She actually was one of the people that even talked more about this on the summit. You want to give people's eyes a chance to rest somewhere. And if you have like a hodgepodge of different colors and different patterns and different styles all over the place, it gets very difficult to digest, right? So I would say to you, you know, now I think you're kind of in the process of kind of changing a little bit of your content and kind of finding out your style. I think what you said was very good. If you wanted to do it this way, carousel, reel, static post, and you made that kind of your design, whatever it is you land on, if you're like, no, it's going to be mainly static posts, and but the front cover is mainly going to be white and blue, right? The front cover of all your posts. So the carousel, whether it's a carousel or reel or a static post, it's all white and blue, right? So with different variations, because we do crave variety, our minds crave variety. Now I've seen people's posts, people's feeds where it's kind of all of them look the same. And I think I talked about this on another podcast, but where all of the things on the feed look very, very similar. You don't want it to be where it's boring, but you do want it to look uniform and intentional, right? So when you're putting some, like, so for example, you have on the first three, you have a picture of a microphone. Oh, it's a journal. So reflection and gratitude journal. And you have a picture of a microphone on a desk with a laptop. And that's fine. And then the next one you have is a kind of a dark blue screen with a Black Friday alert and just some white lettering. And then you have the next one, which is just text again. So the first three, I would say, number one, you need to have pictures of you on there, right? Like the first three I look at, you are nowhere to be found. So I want to see Kristen. Okay. I want to see Kristen talking to me, or I want to see a picture smiling and waving at me or whatever it is. So I want to see Kristen. So I would say, you know, so long as that's the end of what you've done, like you have three pictures or three posts on your feed without a picture of you, then the next one needs to have you in it, right? Okay. So yeah. Be intentional about that. And then I go one layer down and I see, was this a reel, a live? Was this a live? A live you did. Okay, so it's a live. That's fantastic. So then I see you in your element behind the mic with the headphones on, which is classic Kristen. So I love that. And then the next two are text. So whatever it is that you do, make sure it looks uniform. And that will look different for different people. For you, it looks like blue, and blue is a great color. It looks like maybe blue and white are kind of like your go-tos, maybe your dark blue and then that kind of tealish blue and white. Maybe if you landed on those as your main colors and then kind of switched it up and switched it around from there, maybe put a cover on your live or your reel or something like that. What I don't want you to do is stress about the graphics. Like, it's too much. Showing up on social media alone is enough work in and of itself than to sit there and be a Canva expert. Been there, done that. Mm-hmm. So it's more important for you to show your face than to sit there and try and figure out a good font for a graphic, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, how does that resonate with you? What do you think about that?
Yes.
That's all. Yeah.
No, I think so. Like if I did their live, is there an easy way to just plug a sticker or like something simple to where, because if you're looking at this and you see it's a live or a reel, there's no explanation of what that reel is about if you're just looking at the grid. So
right,
that would be my question is, should I?
Yeah. I mean, can you? Yes. I mean, let's take a reel, for example, because I can't remember if you can put a name on a live. Let me look at mine and see. I don't know if you can put something on a live. I think you probably can, but I can't remember. If you left a live like that, but if a reel, you can definitely put a cover on. So when you're uploading your reel, it's actually, there's a setting in there. It'll say, you know, cover. I forget that what it is. So, right, do you remember? So you can put a different cover on the reel. And I would suggest that you do that. And then you have a title on it. Or even what I have done sometimes is really just have the reel and have part of the text, like I'll have the caption and have part of that text as the main part. And that could be the thing that people are attracted to and want to read. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would definitely, even if you left the live the way it is, because I like that picture with your hands up and it's engaging and it's inviting, it draws people. I'm like, what is she talking about there? Right. So I think that's great. But you do want to make sure that you're putting more of your picture in there. In general, if you think about the 80-20 rule, that kind of applies to everything. You want to do 80% of your content should be providing some sort of value, either education, entertainment, getting to know you, about 80% of it. And only about 20% of your content should be promotional in nature, because people don't want you selling to them all the time because they're going to check out. Right. But they also, you also want to make some money. So you want to be able to talk about what it is that you do. Right. So you want to have people be interested in your content, but also get to know what it is that you do specifically. So at any point in someone's journey, or at any point, someone will be at a different point in their journey. I talk about the buyer's journey before. And it really is, when people land on your content, they can be at a point where they don't know if they even have a problem. They don't know if they're interested in, you know, getting services for their problem. Or they could be, I'm dying for someone to help me start my podcast yesterday, right? So they could be at any point on their journey. So when you are creating content, you have to keep each one of those types of people in mind. Yeah. You should have content that's more top of the funnel, where it's just like, hey, you know, podcasting is amazing. You know, if you're interested, this is something I do. And someone goes, oh, wow, I never thought about that. Yeah. And then you can have more people. You can also have content at the bottom of the funnel where people, you're like, hey, buy my thing. I can help you create a podcast like yesterday in 30 days. And this is how we're going to do it. Yeah. So you want to make sure you have content kind of circling the drain, if you will, all the way from the top of the funnel to the bottom of the funnel. Yeah. Also on your feed, you do, oh, back to the 20%. So for the 20%, you want to tell people what it is that you do. What is your program promise? What are you telling them that you can help them with, right? So you have, for example, come out of hiding, the world needs to hear what's been brewing within you, which I love that. And then you have a quote and you talk about in the caption. And so when I go to your caption of this particular quote, it is a lot of text. People are lazy. Let's just say that. We want easy. And so I see this ginormous block of text. Okay. I'm not reading it all. Yeah. I'm not going to read all that. And you've got really juicy stuff in there, but I'm never going to see it. So you want to make sure, again, back to that white space, make sure you have some space in between some of these sentences. Maybe, you know, you do two sentences or three sentences and then you give me a space. The eyes need to rest somewhere. Otherwise, they're checking out. Especially in this age of short attention spans, we just don't have time to sit and read. And you could have something amazing in there that I really need to hear, but I'm never going to see it. Okay. Which brings me to your captions. Less is always more. There's a well-known saying, like in literature, and I like teach literature to my kids. Actually, I'm a homeschool parent as well. So one of the things you want to always pay attention to is, if there's a way for you to say it with less words, do that. Less is more. So you want to make sure you can say it with the least amount of words as possible to get your point across. That's important because, again, we start to check out. And so the better you are at understanding your audience and the better you are at articulating the value that you provide, the less words you use and the more people are engaged with your content. So for this particular post, I would definitely kind of tease out the really impactful parts, mm-hmm, and kind of maybe leave the rest to the wayside. The other thing when you're writing your captions, I want to make sure everyone knows, is you should always have a call to action. Every single post needs a call to action, whether that is a comment, hey, do you agree, yes or no? Or a, hey, I'm selling this thing, would you like to buy it? DM me a message. Or, hey, I'm doing this, are you interested? Whatever it is, because you have to tell people what the next step is. They need to know, because otherwise they'll just consume your content and keep on moving. So if you want them to do something, you have to tell them what it is that you want them to do as they read your information. So I would always also say that for your static post, carousels actually perform better than static posts. And when I say perform better, the goal is really to keep your audience engaged. If your audience is engaged and they demonstrate that by staying a nanosecond or more on your page, then that particular post is more likely to be sent and shown to other people. And that's ultimately what you want. Reels go out to brand new people in general. Those are the people that see it because it has a broader reach. But carousels too have that potential as well. A little bit less so, but just as well. So I always lean towards making either a reel or a carousel. Most of the time, it will be a reel or a carousel. So even if you put a couple more slides in there, I think the ideal used to be, I don't know if that's still the same thing. The ideal was somewhere around 5 to 7 slides. And that kind of is enough to maintain someone's attention, but not too much where they kind of start checking out. The name of the game is to get people as engaged as possible to what it is that you are trying to put out there. The more engagement you get, the more the algorithm goes, oh, hey, people actually like this. Let me push it out to more people. Now, my understanding is that engagement is kind of down right now. I don't know why. It's the algorithm, but who cares? Here's what you need to know. Focus on putting out quality content that people want to read. Quality content that people want to engage with. Quality content that people want to see. That is really your only goal. And don't get caught up in, you know, what is the algorithm? And this one didn't get a lot of views. And how come this stuff? Because there's no guarantee on how any piece of content you are going to put out there will perform. There is zero guarantee. So your goal is just, again, we're looking at trying to be found. When someone lands on your content, do they get an idea of who you are, how you can help them, what you can do? What are you promising them? What is the thing that you can do? And how are you going to do it? Which brings me to that other point. How you are going to help them, you want to try and include that information in your content somewhere. And that could be like a behind the scenes, like I said. That could be testimonials. That could be people who have experienced your transformation. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that people can get a good, solid visual of what it is that you're doing. The more, the better. Okay? And so when I look at your feed, there's a whole lot of your adorable children. Lots of your kids.
They're not
for sale. Are you sure? Are you sure they're not for sale?
I know.
I see a lot of them. And so here's another one. Here's one with you sitting on the couch, and you go sitting on the couch, soaking in the morning of goodness. I'm so grateful, which is fantastic, right? That's an opportunity for someone to connect with you and go, oh yeah, I've done that before. But there's no call to action. You say, I'm fulfilled and excited for what lies ahead. And that is all. I would love that you would have said something like, hey, want to get more gratefulness in your life? Join my podcast. See that? But you want to say, hey, what are you grateful for today? Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Just an opportunity for you to engage and connect. Because here's the thing, your social media is really designed for you to engage and connect with your audience. So if you're not using it that way, that's how you're supposed to be using it. I suggest that you start. Let me see what else. So yeah, lots of really kind of get to know me sort of posts, but it's kind of falling. It's not performing as well as it could because you're not including a call to action. Your captions, some of your captions are a little lengthy, and there's a lot of pictures of your kids, which is great, but you want more of that 20% of what it is that you do so people can understand what it is that you do.
So question, because we talked about this a little bit, and I think it'll be helpful if somebody is listening to this. Do you recommend doing a different post for Facebook versus Instagram?
Yes, I do recommend that because people are more than likely the same people that are on your Instagram are also on Facebook, right? And so if they're looking and they're scrolling through and they see your content, if they see the same one, they're just going to quickly like, oh, okay, I already saw that already, right? Which is not good for your algorithm, first of all, right? But then also, your whole goal is to hit them as many places as possible without overwhelming yourself. So if you already have the platform, why not cycle something else in that spot? And you can do that really easily, honestly. Like once you get a bank of captions, or let's say, now what I do typically is I'll create one kind of long form-ish thing, right? Whether that's a podcast episode, a blog post, or whatever. And I'll do that one thing. And from that one thing, I'll work to get lots of different pieces of content from it forever and ever. Amen. And then I put those captions in kind of a little caption bank, and I keep those in there. And so I'll have my current stuff going into Instagram, but then I'll have things that I've used before perhaps going on to Facebook with the occasional long form post that I'll put on Facebook that's just kind of brand new. But no one, the information that you are providing is good no matter where you put it on whatever platform. What you're doing though is that the people that are on your Facebook that maybe might have missed it on your Instagram, or people that are not even on Instagram and vice versa, they have an opportunity to see this content, whether it's one that you wrote today or it's one that you wrote a month ago and a lot of people missed. In general, the people that follow you, maybe like 1%, I've heard, actually see your content on a regular basis. 1%.
Right.
So if you haven't, then all that's insane, right? Like that is like nothing, you know? So you have 100 followers, one person will see your content regularly, because that's how it is.
Yeah.
And so the odds are very high that if you have this amazing piece of content that you like poured your heart and soul into, 99% of the people did not even see it. So yeah. You decide to repurpose that and put that on Facebook, or do a podcast about it, or write a blog post about it, or pull quotes from it, whatever it is, people will be more likely to kind of see and understand what it is that you do for them and how you can help them.
So good. Okay. Because that'll help me, because, well, A, I'm a podcaster, and I tell my podcasters all the time, like, you have so much content going into your episode, right, which absolutely should be your number one drawing point. But I'll have times where, like, these posts that I've done on Instagram the last few weeks where I'm sitting there in the morning and I'm like, okay, this is a total download. I want to get it out. But I think what I'm taking away from this, Kelly, again, like your expertise and just good clarity, is instead of putting it right away into a post, like writing it down on maybe a Google Doc and then deciding, okay, is this a blog? Is this a podcast? Is this some other long form, and then pulling from there, instead of, I don't want to say wasting, but like that one post, the come out of hiding post that we talked right about, where you were like, mm-hmm, the caption is pretty lengthy. So right, maybe a good idea would be write it all down in Google Doc, decide if it's a podcast episode or yeah, even if I've already done a podcast episode on that. So at that point, okay, maybe it needs to be a blog on my website, and
right,
then from that, little smaller nuggets that would go on Instagram and Facebook.
100%. I mean, if you already had a podcast episode of it, then you get the transcript of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pull from that, create your caption. Mm-hmm. Pull from that, create quotes to go on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Pull from that, and then put it, make a blog out of it. Like, so much, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, really. Once you do it once, then you pull it and put it all these different places. And so you're a podcaster. So once you do the podcast, then you use Otter or whatever to get all the transcript from it. And then you are just literally taking that and putting it on. And here's another little tip. Once you put it on as a caption, then you can do a reel about it. Same stuff.
Yeah.
Do a reel about it, because people process things in different ways. Some people, reading is their thing and it's easier for them to understand. Some people, they need a video. Other people, they just want the audio, right? So you can hit people different places and in their different ways of understanding, right? It's just like school. You know how you go to school and like the first 2 months of, when you go back to school or whatever, is spent relearning the thing that you learned last year?
Yep.
I mean, that's what your kids do. And then, it's kind of that middle part of the year where you actually learn new stuff. And then the end is just kind of review. And then next year it's like, okay, we're going to review for the first month or so. That, it's the same thing. It's because we forget, right? We forget. And you want to make sure that you're hitting people where they can remember who you are and how you can help them. And that means focusing on your content and making sure each part of your content has a job, making sure you are calling out their pain. Like, hey, are you struggling with this? Because we are more likely to respond to someone helping us with our pain than helping us get to whatever pleasure or achievement we want. Just by nature, we are wired that way to avoid pain. So calling them out and saying, hey, are you struggling, you know, with the idea that you don't have a voice and you really want to have a podcast, right? That's what you want to say to them. So they're like, oh my goodness, she's talking to me. Wait, let me see what she's talking about. And then your content should be easily reflective of what it is that they're going through. If you just have one post, oh, let me say one other thing too. You are going to attract the kind of people that your content is resonating with. So if your goal is to attract people that are C-suite executives, or stay-at-home mom, or you know, beach bums, or truckers, whatever, like, your content is going to attract the people that would, however much energy and effort you're putting into your content, mm-hmm. right? If that makes sense. If you are wanting to attract C-suite executives and your content does not look professional, it's a little bit all over the place, you know, visually it's not appealing, your picture is doesn't even show your face barely, your name is not even anywhere on your profile, like, you're not going to attract the people that you're hoping to attract. So you need to be thinking about that. Think about what would be attractive for you as you're looking at someone else's feed. What are the things that you look at? What draws you in? Start paying attention, kind of a little meta analysis there. Think about what it is that is attractive to you, because likely the kind of people that you want to attract are also attracted to that thing. So keep that in mind.
That's really good. Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
Is that helpful?
Yes. I have a lot to work on, but it is so helpful, because I think in the long run, like, even though it might sound a little overwhelming to kind of switch gears, it actually is going to be a lot simpler than how I have done it. So
yes.
Really helpful.
Good. I'm so thankful that this has been helpful. You guys, if you're listening to this, I do have a special little surprise that will be coming out next week, just in time for our Black Friday, which I can't stand that, you know, people are so focused on selling stuff or buying stuff like after Thanksgiving, but it is what it is.
Yes.
It is what it is. So I do have something in store. For all of my loyal listeners, I will have some information in the show notes. And going forward, you'll see it on my social media. So if you're not following me yet, please go ahead and do so at Kelly Thompson and Co. and CO. If this was helpful for you, I would love to hear about it. Please let me know. Drop me a DM or anything like that on Facebook or Instagram. You can find me on either one of those. I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you are interested in having a podcast, or you have a top performing podcast already and you'd like to have Kristen's help, she is phenomenal. I cannot recommend her enough. And how can they get in touch with you, Kristen?
Yeah, I absolutely would love to help launch or grow your podcast. The best way to get in touch with me is through Instagram and Facebook. So I have a website too, KristenFieldsChadwick.com, but definitely the most efficient way to connect with me, real me, would be through Instagram and Facebook at Kristen Fields Chadwick.
And she's amazing and lovely and so kind, and she'll push you, but not too much to make you cry, which I might. So anyway, thank you guys. Until next time.
If this episode has been helpful for you and you've really enjoyed the podcast, could you do me a favor? Just take 10 seconds and leave a review. It really does help to get the word out, and I would truly appreciate it. Until next time, friends.